just a comment about giving words to people. And I'm sure that some of you have experienced it either on the giving or the receiving end of this. But some people have, how do I describe it? It's like a parade. A parade with lots of stuff going on. You know, bright lights and all kinds of banners and colors and things. It's just a show going on in their lives that they've constructed. And sometimes the Lord will give you insight as to what's really driving the whole thing. And it's kind of like having a word with the guy that's driving the float that no one's supposed to see. You know what I mean? It's like you see all the stuff going on, and it really, most people are, that's what they see. And the Lord says, there's this guy, you know, driving the float. He's down in there, and he's got the, you know, and this is what you need to see. You know, this is where everything happens. This one guy makes this whole thing work, and you need to talk to him about this. And that, sometimes when you have a word with someone, it's the equivalent of doing that in their lives. It's like there's that one area that's causing, that's really, everything else is kind of to hide that and to cover up that one place. We're not talking about just like someone's sinning, you know, because people get really caught up in that. Well, it's going to expose my sin. Well, Susan shared some definitions of sin being just kind of not allowing the truth of God to prevail in an area of our lives. But it's not so much, I'm going to go out and do this thing that I know God says not to do. We get real black and white about that, and really, we know there's lots of different levels. The Bible talks about sin that things that we commit that are against our own bodies, you know, that leads to death, and there's other sins that don't. But and then people say, well, sin's sin. Well, it is, because all of it leads to darkness and being away from the Lord. But I'm just saying, in terms of giving a word to someone or receiving one, sometimes you hear it, sometimes you give it, and they don't always realize, people don't always realize that that's what you're speaking. You're speaking to that place. They'll say, I don't know what you're talking about. What's wrong with the color of my banners? You know, it's that they're waving them, and you're talking to the guy driving the float. And so you just have to give it, and then you just see how it goes. Because the Lord will then take that word and make it real to them. The second thing I wanted to share about is interesting that I wore my P-38 shirt tonight. Which I hardly ever wear except to air shows. Because that's something that I like. I like planes. And I like World War II vintage planes. And with my work, I fly over 100,000 miles a year. Well over. And depending on the plane, I can be absolutely petrified of flying. A year and a half ago, my folks gave me the gift of an hour in like a little Cessna. Fly around. It's a little coupon. It's sitting in my glove compartment. Okay. Maybe about 5 or 8 years ago, I took a couple of the youth, I was working with a youth group, I took a couple of them to Magic Mountain because they wanted to go, so I drove them up there. And they convinced me to go on a few rides with them. Okay. Now, as a kid, I liked that kind of stuff. But at the age of whatever I was, 35 or whatever, it was, okay, this looks like fun. 3 rides later, I was looking to push that red button that's on those things, and I thought, I can't. That would be just too humiliating. So I got off that ride, and I don't know what it was, Superman or Batman or some crazy spin you upside down 20 times in a circular motion ride. It wasn't meant to be ride. And I got off that ride and I got on a bench and I laid down on that bench and I was there the rest of the day.
Can understand that.
Because I had motion sickness so bad from it. Well, let me tell you something. That experience made me afraid of having that experience again. Okay? So, I avoided, I never obviously got back on another roller coaster like that again. But there are times when I'm in a little plane, and it's a little prop job, and the wind hits it, especially coming in Ontario Airport, and buffets it, and it starts doing this. And I'm in the back, and there are times when the sweat starts breaking out on me, okay? And I go in, I have like a panic attack, and there's nothing I can do about it. I'm on this plane, and I just grit my teeth, and I go. And this happened for a couple of years, and I couldn't avoid flying on them. I had to do it. So I'm on this plane, and the Lord starts speaking to me about it. He starts saying, nothing's going to happen to you. You're going to be fine. Now, my fear isn't that I'm going to go down in flames. My fear is that I'm going to have motion sickness. That's my fear. My fear is that I'm going to feel all those feelings and experience all those things. Okay? And he begins to speak to me about that. And he's saying things like, I'm going to take your fear and I'm going to turn it into joy. My body is telling me the opposite of what he's telling me. The absolute opposite of what he is telling me. All my physical symptoms are starting to kick in, but I can hear him very clearly. He's speaking very clearly to me. It's not a mistake. It's not self-talk. It's not some psycho thing I'm trying to tell myself. This is the Lord speaking to me, and I know it very clearly. And he's saying, I'm going to take your fear and I'm going to turn it into joy. Because fear is bondage. Fear is bondage. It keeps us from being free. And I have to tell you, that flight, I began to say, I'm going to believe the Lord's words over how I'm feeling. And what my brain is telling me, and what my body is telling me, and what my emotions are telling me. Because my emotions, that's what kicks in the panic attack part, is they get involved. And that flight, I came down, and I didn't experience motion sickness, and I didn't experience a panic attack. I actually was okay. But you know what I've got to tell you? I fight it. I still fight it. I still fight it. And every time the Lord has been faithful to speak that same word over and over and over to me. The same word to defeat the fear, the anxiety that comes upon me. Because this is what I do for my job. And this is also, I believe, part of my calling is going to be travel. I mean, travel is in my future. It's what I do. I can't be in bondage in this area of my life. Nor do I want to be in bondage to fear at all. So I went to Disneyland 3 days ago. Let's go to Space Mountain. I loved that ride as a kid. It opened when I was a kid. And I said, let's go. I got on that thing. The lights were all off. We start going in a direction I cannot see. And I start feeling that all this stuff start kicking up in me. And I'm like, I'm supposed to be having fun right now. That's exactly what I said to myself. I'm supposed to be having fun right now. And yet I could feel this welling, this wave, you know, starting to kick in. That tightening, it's like when you drink too much coffee, that sort of anxiety. You know what I'm talking about. And I'm gripping this side, and then the Lord begins to speak to me. He says, this is going to be over soon. You're going to be okay. And literally, he said, it's going to be over soon. And like 1 second later, we stopped. It was done. And I got off of there, and I went, when is this going to end? When am I going to have the truth of what the Lord is saying to me so in me that all those other lies and conclusions are not able to dislodge that truth in my life.
Several passes.
Oh. It's been quite a few. And I expect it to be more because he keeps putting me in planes. He keeps putting me in situations like that and saying the same things to me. So the point is what area of your life is there a fear in? You know, most people suffer from lots and lots of different kinds of fears. And some of the most together-looking people have amazing fears that you'd never know about unless they chose to share them with you. You would never believe it. Things that they fight with, battle with all the time. Okay, I'm talking about fear. What about fear of the word of the Lord? I get afraid of the things the Lord says to me. I get afraid of what He's going to say to me. And yet, when I've walked through the Word with Him, it's always been freeing and wonderful and the greatest thing that ever happened in my life. And yet, my wife will tell you, I have these, Susan talked about distractions, I'm the king of that. You guys think you're good at it? I will get into something and obsess over this thing, and it will be, it's like one season, it was like growing tropical plants and like greenhouses, and like I was into it, and that's all I could talk about and think about and wanted to do. And then another season, it was something else, and it was something else, and it was something else, and I get into these things. And it's like, now when it's starting to happen to me, I know that I'm reacting to fears of what. And I don't have it all sorted out yet, folks, okay? But I know that it kicks in. I look for an escape avenue. And I look for one that's legitimate and doesn't get me into trouble. You see what I'm saying? One I can justify. Not one that people say, hey, you're doing the wrong thing there, or, you know, that's sinful, this thing. No, it's not like that. It's something that's legitimate and okay. We're very cunning. Okay, with all that kind of stuff. We're very cunning in our escape routes. Because it means that the Lord is speaking to me about something that's scaring me. Something that He's wanting to deal with either in me or have me do. And oftentimes they're connected. Because the doing part, for me, as you guys have already guessed, can be fairly public. It can also be fairly in people's personal lives. And sometimes it takes a bit of doing to get into those places freely, you know, where I can just freely be there and move and minister. So being freed up and ministry, they really work together hand in hand. They connect perfectly together. You get freed up, you will be doing ministry. Because out of that freedom comes the flow. And out of the freedom And openness is where the Lord pours through to other folks. So we hear Him, and our bodies fight it, or our minds fight it. And He continues to say the same things over and over again. But I want to tell you something, and I want to, by way of encouragement, I share all this to you so that you know, you guys have seen me do things, and yet this is what I deal with in my life. I'm not always afraid to say something, but oftentimes I'm afraid to be in the place where I get to hear it. You see what I'm saying? The difference is, once I get into the place of hearing, I hear. But I know ways of getting myself out of that place so that I don't hear, or that I hear it, but it's kind of far away and I kind of bury my head. But if I don't hear, if my job and my calling in the church is to be somebody that ministers to other people and helps get them free, and I choose not to hear, which leads to not ministering, you know, I don't like that picture in my life. And I don't like what I'm doing with... It's the talent that you bury in the ground. Well, Lord, it's intact. Well, yeah, but it didn't grow. Right? You were given this talent and you buried it in the ground because you were afraid of investing it, because you were afraid of losing it. You're afraid of what would happen. What if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? So you don't invest. You put it in the ground, and it goes in the ground, and it buries, and it stays intact. But if it's invested, if it's used, it bears fruit. It bears fruit up to 100-fold. And that freedom to invest our talents, that's part of what this working through happens. Because you know what? It's not just for us. It's for the body of Christ. He's calling us all to minister to the body of Christ, to equip the saints, and to bring the church along. That's what we are all called to do, every person in their way, to hear the Lord and minister the gifts that He gives us so that the body of Christ can be free to be 100% over with the Lord. And that's ultimately, that's what we are up to. I think I want to say amen.
Amen.
I think I need to say amen. Let me pray. Can we pray? Lord, I did what you wanted me to do. And it was easy once I started doing it. Because you purposed it to happen. And strengthened me in the doing. And I know, Lord, that these people will pray for me. Because I have stuff I need to get through. And I know, Lord, that each one of them has stuff they need to get through too. And it may sound differently than what I said. It may have a different name. It may have a different dynamic. It may be a lot older. It may be a lot newer. But I know, Lord, that each one of us struggles with fears and doubts and guilt. And some of us struggle with depression. And some of us struggle with all manner of emotional instability and things that we don't feel like we have any control over. And Lord, that seems to be the key, is when we don't feel like we have any control. And yet when we release things to you, we truly don't have control, but you do. Therefore, that thing is in more control than it's ever been. So Lord, I pray that we would take your words to heart, that we would be strong enough, and not in ourselves, but just in that mustard seed of faith, to be able to go to you or to each other and say, why am I running from you? What are you trying to say to me? What is it that you are doing? Why am I trying to hide? What is going on? Help me to understand. Help me to get through it and get through that wall with you. Lord, we need to bear each other's burdens. And this is what that scripture means. Hearing each other out. Walking with each other through this stuff. Believing for each other all of the promises that you give us. But to do that, Lord, we have to be vulnerable and transparent and share at a very deep level. Because then other people can join us there. So Lord, I pray that you would continue to work that in us. That you would speak it to our hearts. That you would bear with us as we struggle through these lessons. And that you would keep coming back. Speaking the same thing over and over again until we get it. Until we're living it. Until we're free from all of our addictions and our fears and our bondages and every bit of debris that would keep us in bondage and down, so that we can soar with you into all the places you want us to go. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.